Friday, August 11th, was the day of another in a series of weekly joint demonstrations of Palestinians, Israelis, and internationals in the village of Bilin. Hundreds were demonstrating against the wall, as well as the war in Lebanon, carrying dolls symbolizing the war's victims. This time, the army decided to prevent any demonstration from taking place. The soldiers were waiting inside the village, a few hundred meters away from the separation fence. The army starts to disperse the demonstration, throwing stun grenades and shooting rubber-coated lead bullets without any warning and without any provocation from the demonstrators. By using rubber bullets, the army is engaging in warfare and a civilian peaceful demonstration. According to international law, such tactics are only to be used when there's a danger to life. In the occupied territories, however, the army's regulation for opening fire allow the use of rubber bullets, but only from a distance of at least 40 meters, and only when aimed to the legs, as they are considered deadly otherwise. As you can see, the army violates even its own rules of engagement. This is the moment of the shooting. Pay attention to the demonstrator in white, Limur Goldstein. As you can see, he's about 10 meters away from the shooting soldier, who's aiming to the upper body. The bullet penetrated his brain and caused permanent damage. The soldiers continue to walk by, paying no attention to Limur.